you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesome crabdiving.com. However you receiveth us, we appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours streaming live. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We're live, baby.
We be live.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, everybody, the day
Fuck
after
you.
Hump Day. All kinds of stuff going on. You know, the Republicans are still talking, so of course, real fun. Don't forget, we're going to finish up the terrifying, scary, frightening, chest-grabbingly...
Is that survey?
Yeah, that Dude. Survey of people. Yesterday we found out that South Carolina voters, Trump voters, self-identifying Trump voters, 30% of them wish that the South had won, the Civil War. What was the other one?
Who's even thinking about that? How often during the day... At Vile Experience, does it cross your mind, like, the outcome of the Civil War? Do you think about it often? Does it bother you?
Yes, frequently.
I mean...
Oh, sorry. Still sick here, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I remember in 2003... I'm sorry you're sick. I am too. It sucks. I don't know. In 2003, the Cubs lost.
Yes.
Horribly.
Sure.
Steve Bartman.
Yes.
Not his fault. I don't mean to bring his name back up. Right. It's not fair to him.
Poor Steve Bartman.
Whatever. But I thought about...
It was a dude in the audience in the stand. It was a gentleman in the loge who... it was a guy...
It was Act Two!
Yeah, some guy in the stand. Some guy in the chief seats leaned over to catch what... was a catchable ball for the Cubs that would have been the third out, right? And that would have kind of put the Cubs into the playoffs. Was it?
No, it wasn't the third out. It was like
2 outs.
They were 6 fucking outs away. The goddamn ball, it went to left field to Moises Alou.
You're still angry.
Moises Alou went up to the wall to catch it. A guy,
Steve Bartman,
reaches over.
Yes.
Grabs the ball. Moises Alou, veteran, loses. I think he was 37 years old at the time. Loses his mind, acts like a total fucking baby, and then the Cubs proceed to play some of the worst baseball they've ever fucking played at the last bit of that game,
and proceeded to lose
everyone.
Yeah,
just fuck everyone.
What was your point, though?
The point was that I feel like that those South Carolinians are still. Like reliving the end of the Civil War, the way that I relive the end of the 2003 Chicago Cubs season.
Well, if you go yesterday.
Does that make sense?
If you go to yesterday's show, go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher. We talked about the something that I had read about how the Republican Party really is nothing like it used to be. It used to be kind of the party of northeastern industrial elite types, and
Ooh.
that they just, you know, refused to change their demographics a little, and they had to open their loins to the Southern butthurt crowd, who has now taken over. I forget what term they used that was
I love the Southern butthurt
party. That was less uncivil than mine. But it's the Southern butthurt crowd who is, it's these 30% of the fuckers that they polled in South Carolina that have decided that, first of all, they're going to vote for Trump, and secondly, we should have won
this. We should have won that war. I mean, Northern Gresham.
Who's even thinking about that? Who even is thinking about, like, you're going to go back in time and make it so the South wins?
We only got to go back 7 years and reverse that last election.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing to do.
Oh, shit.
All kinds of stuff going on.
As the late great Cher would say,
not late.
Oh, she's not dead yet.
No, she's still around.
If I could turn back time.
She tweets a lot.
Tweets. Does she really?
Yeah.
About what?
She's pretty liberal.
Oh, that's fucking tweeter. Awesome.
She tweets people who she finds to be assholy.
Was Sonny Bono, her husband, deceased? Politician.
Deceased, yes.
Liberal?
No.
Really?
Right-wing Republican nut job. Although today
really
would be a mincing liberal rhino, but
yeah. He was in entertainment and television. He was part of the Hollywood crowd.
But he got rich.
Oh.
And forgot about all that.
Jeez.
Forgot about the struggles.
Yeah.
And
he forgot to look for trees on the ski slope, right?
I got mine.
Yeah.
Mine like Daffy Duck in that one Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Wait, is it that
treasure? Mine, hands off! Yeah. It's mine, hands off!
I was thinking about that. Was that movie where all the pigeons or the pelicans are running around on the pier, going mine, Finding Nemo.
That's it. Right?
Is that a musical yet? Have the whores?
Oh, I'm sure they've had Finding Nemo on ice and Finding Nemo on mud.
Have the whoremongers on Broadway? Have they written a script?
Like
what?
Do they do mud shows like that for the NASCAR crowd?
Oh, sure. What are you talking about?
Well, the NASCAR crowd is going to see the on ice one.
Everything, right. Everything for the NASCAR crowd is brought to you in the medium of mud.
That's where they
whatever
take
you
the kids,
want.
Though, to the ice, right?
Mudding. What do you mean? The ice shows?
To the ice shows? That's when they put their fancy going to church clothes on and go watch Finding Nemo on ice.
Are there awards for shows on ice, like the Oscars, you know, for theater? Are there, like, special ice awards, like, for the best show of the year presented on ice?
God, isn't that covered by the Tonys, would you think?
I don't know.
But I don't know if they have a category.
No, the Tonys, that's for shit on Broadway. I mean, you would have to go there. You would have You'd have to spray a stage down and freeze it. I'm talking about shows like Phantom of the Opera on ice, Grease on ice. Is there an award category for that shit? I mean, do they have their own awards?
Maybe they have their own on ice award.
The Frostbites. Like yeah.
The Frosties.
The Frosties. Oh, that's good.
Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like.
Yes.
You communicate with us. We'll check those out. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. Fuck
sorry, you can also...
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Did you take that DayQuil? I did.
Did you really? Okay.
Those two, they were suppositories, right?
Yes. Oh my God, they're stuck! What happens? Never mind. Go on with the show. No reason to make any.
to pursue that line of questioning. We can get to the headlines. I have a feeling.
I know what one of the headlines is going to be.
Well, I know one of the headlines is going to be.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February 18th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Medic! We're gonna need a medic!
So gross.
What do you need?
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
If he eats,
God, I almost just ran right through your line.
Jesus Christ.
I'm delirious with fever.
Kate, I don't really have a fever. Line notes after this episode.
Yeah, could we write that down?
I'm going to need you to redo that.
There was a director I worked for one time who dictated his notes to his assistant director.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
So you'd be up on stage and you'd do something and then you'd hear. That's when you knew your notes were coming.
Dude, what happens when you decide you're too important to write things down on your own? You can't write it down. You got to tell somebody. That's fucked up.
Yeah. The headline over at the Huffington Post shows a photograph.
Ooh, okay.
Of the Pope.
Oh, popity dopity.
Pope in the news today.
Hey.
For talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, shit.
He was aboard, I don't know, Pope Force One. What the hell is the Pope's plane called? Papal plane.
The Pope plane. Does he have an invisible jet like Wonder Woman?
Yeah, you can see up his Pope skirt when he's flying.
What a whore. What a fucking hooah!
He was on his plane. Somebody asked him specifically.
Hey.
He had just been to Mexico.
Oui.
And CC.
Oh.
And
okay.
They asked the Pope.
Yes.
Specifically about Trump.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think of what he wants to do? You know, he wants to build this big giant wall. Will you go bless it for him or whatever? Who the hell knows? But the Pope said, quote, a person who only thinks about building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not Christian.
Did he hit a gong?
Dun, dun, dun. Well, I mean, it's amazing here. There's some scary fucking people. There's the gong.
Thank you.
There's some scary fucking people that are Trump fans. I know you'll find that hard to believe.
They hate the Pope.
Now
they hate the Pope.
They fucking hate the Pope. I mean, first of all, they're mad because, you know, he talked about global warming and that, you know, it's happening and that it's the Christian thing to do to take care of the planet.
Yeah, so we don't.
That God left for us.
Yeah, I mean, it should be the thing to do anyway because I don't know where we're going otherwise.
Then he talked about, and they lost their minds. Pope, shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Stick with religion. Remember a frothy mixture?
Oh, God.
Santorum. Well, I think the Pope should, you know, stick with religion and we'll do politics.
Fuck you, dude.
And this is the same guy who I'm sure would want to bring prayer back to schools hang the Ten Commandments in courthouses and shit.
Oh, yeah. Let's put more medieval torture devices up with skinny, pale, well-ripped, fucking blue-eyed, blonde-haired saviors nailed to them.
Abtastic savior.
That's festive.
The
Abtastic.
So, what were we talking about?
The Pope said...
Dopey.
The Pope gave Trump a teabagger.
So they're losing their minds on social media. Fuck the Pope.
Fuck everyone.
And the Trumpolos are now attacking the Pope.
Jeez.
The Pope. The Pope who says, you know, if you build a wall and not bridges, you're not being a Christian. Fuck you, papist. Well, he's the Pope, right? So,
yeah, he is. He has the he has a hotline bling to Jesus.
I don't know how. I don't know. First of all, I grew up 12 years Catholic school.
Right.
Full disclosure, ladies and germs. And I don't remember anyone.
Yes.
Even back in the mid 1840s when I was growing up.
Right.
In Chicago, south side of Chicago. I don't remember anyone giving a rat's fuck what the Pope said.
Well, you guys are drunk.
Well, right. But nonetheless, I still don't remember anyone caring fuck all what the Pope said.
Fuck all. Well, nobody knows what he could say. Do you remember Pope John Paul? He's a mumble mouth.
I was older.
Understand
yeah,
he was, one he was a word he
thousand
said.
Years old, kept alive by strings and pumps and
he
duct tape.
Like this. He's like, meh, 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 meh.
I saw him, His Holiness, in one of those audiences.
Yes.
I don't know. Was it maybe a year before he finally went to join Jesus?
You saw the Pope?
I did, in Rome. And
who put on a better show, the Pope or when you saw Prince back in the 80s?
Not even a
not even close.
You. Yeah. Prince, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Google.
Oh, yeah.
Prince passport photo, because yeah. Prince tweeted out his latest passport photo.
Man, you're telling me that
it's an amazing. It's exactly what you expect.
He looks amazing. He's 60 or in his 60s.
Well, I'm sure the
damn.
I'm sure they didn't just snap one on somebody's iPhone and turn it into his passport photo. I'm thinking he was well lit and well tucked and nipped.
It wasn't.
And he had makeup on, and you know he had his mascara on.
They use filters like on Instagram,
yeah, right?
Prince
Sepia tone.
Yes.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. They're losing their minds. I mean, the Pope. The headline is that the Pope said he doesn't. Hints that Donald Trump is not. That's not a Christian thing to do.
Oh, really?
And.
Well, I mean, the Pope must have lots of opinions about the right wing nut jobs over here and how right. Unchristian a lot of their fucking.
Well, remember, they also lost the shit when the Pope said, this income inequality. We got to work on this shit. You got to feed the poor. You got to give housing to the homeless.
Listen to you, you ninny. Wow.
The naked. Unless they're getting paid for that.
These crazy ideas. You really need those people over there that are starving. You should feed them. Because Jesus would have fucking did that.
Jesus would have exactly taken their food stamps away from them after 2 months if lazy fucks aren't working.
I mean, if Jesus exists and all that shit, what must he be thinking? I mean, he must be looking around and be like, did you read the Bible? Did you?
Yeah.
You guys,
we
talking
left you,
about it.
We left you a manual.
Pick any part of the Bible.
That's the problem is because it's such a clusterfuck of a book. That you can pick any section of it to reinforce whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, my God. You think when God is, because God has to answer prayers all day, do you think he ever gets inappropriate when he hears like some hot chicks like, I need help with so-and-so, and he's like, what are you wearing?
You think so? Yeah.
Describe your outfit. But he would know, though. He would actually already know. God would know what you're wearing because he's God.
Well, there's all that.
I don't know.
I saw a meme on the Facebook. By the way, follow our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. It was a picture of, it was the God from Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. You know, they use that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Just the head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Frequently in memes.
Meme.
And it said, something about now I'm gonna fuck it up, but it was the effect of took a talking snake 5 minutes to fuck everything up, and God's been trying to fix everything for thousands of years since, or something like that. I don't know. It's being mean to Christians who believe in the literal interpretation.
Come on, they could take it, maybe.
But again, with these Catholics, I don't get. I just don't like Manny Pacquiao. He got dropped by Nike now.
No, oh, shit,
from his
dude.
Endorsements for the heinous shit he said about the gay.
Could you imagine you work so hard your whole career is basically just getting hit in the face over and over again. You get to a point where you get endorsements.
But hitting others well.
Yeah. But then you fuck it up by saying something just totally fucking stupid. It's like Chipper Jones, the Sandy Hook truther. What a nut.
So, then he apologized, but then he fucked up again because he went and threw Leviticus out on his Facebook page. Like, You know, I apologize if I hurt anybody's feelings, but this is what the Bible says. And then right there is like yesterday when we played that clip of Kevin Swanson saying it's they should be put to death. Their words, not mine.
Yes. Pardon me while I don't want a guy who's been hitting his head over and over and over again his whole career to interpret shit for me.
Well, and
I'm
he's
sorry.
Running for office now in the Philippines.
Manny Pacquiao.
He is. He's running for senator or something there.
The fuck
that's
is
why
going on over there.
That's why they're saying he may not be doing so well now because who knows if it's gonna help. There's a lot of liberals there, but then there's also massively Catholic.
Massive.
So who knows if
would you?
I don't understand these extreme Catholics.
Oh, I don't either. They're
fucking
nuts.
I went to 12 years of Catholic school.
Extreme Catholics.
I mean, I've escaped and got better, but even everybody I know that still pretends to believe or says they believe or still believes that are kind of Catholic. Nobody's nuts. They're not right wing nut jobs. They're normal people who just go to mass on weekends.
You're talking about the Philippines. I mean, those fuckers are nailing themselves
to
boards.
The Santorums and the Bobby Jindals and the fucking Rubio. Rubio's a Catholic, yet he's more right wing, Christo fascist than most of them on that side.
Except for
Cruz.
Yeah, nuts.
Well, okay, and Ben Carson, but we're not counting him anymore. He'll be done.
Does Pacquiao crucify? Is he a self crucifier?
No, they do that in the Philippines.
Self crucifixion kit.
So that's the headline over there. Let's.
What was that part in Monty Python? Was it crucifixion? They're handing out Life of Brian.
Right.
You remember that scene? They're handing out crosses. Crucifixion.
Yes.
Thank you.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what our friends on the right have got their panties.
Eat my dick, dummy.
Their granny panties knotted up all over.
The South will rise again.
Same story, different spin.
Yes.
Pope picks fight with Trump.
Oh, shit.
Enters U.S. election battle. How dare that evil foreigner come in and try to tell America what to do.
I mean, he's the fucking Pope. He's head of...
I don't care. It's like the UN. How dare the UN resolution? We don't have to listen to the rest of the world. We're Americans. We got big dicks and big missiles. We don't have to let nobody.
Didn't the fucking duck dicks weigh in? Aren't they supporting Cruz?
They're mixed. Wasn't it mixed? Daddy dick duck... is the child molester, the guy who says, get them before the hair does so they'll pluck your dicks.
Oh, jeez.
He was for Cruz because they went hunting together. Remember, they got that ad where it's him and Ted Cruz wearing blackface hiding in the hiding somewhere in a swamp shooting poor innocent ducks for no
Fuck
reason.
You.
And then, but... Duck's son, Dick.
Oh, yes.
Whose name's thankfully I don't know. I know Phil Robertson.
Son of Duck Dick.
I'm really happy that I can't
you
name
know
any
the whole
of
fucking
his
family.
Sons.
Oh, there's lots of people out there that know the whole family.
I can name Cy, Uncle Cy, only because I have a t-shirt. But ironically presented to me.
Yes.
But I think he's a Trump below. I think Son of Duck is a Trumpolo.
Oh, my God.
But Daddy Duck Dick is a Cruzel.
You know what I bet's kind of funny?
Cruiser.
How many Juggalos are actually Trumpolos?
Oh, I would probably
I bet there's a high percentage.
Number, yeah.
I bet Trump. Who the fuck is this guy? Who in the fuck is Donald Trump that he has such mass appeal over marginal fuckers, man?
Well, it's the same as Bernie Sanders, it's except I think our side is a little bit more informed as to the root cause of everyone's angst. It's not the Negroes getting welfare. It's not the Mexicans streaming over the border, which isn't happening anymore, by the way. The immigration is negative now to Mexico.
What are we
not even coming?
So what are we going to do? They're going to build a wall for nothing.
But that's not what the spin they're given. You got the, they believe that right now there's just literally hundreds of them pouring like ants over the border, over the southern border. Half of them are Al Qaeda and ISIS and gay.
Right. I mean,
that's how, just how stupid these are.
We fucking drove through Texas. We drove right by the border. And I tell you, the way people describe it, I looked out there and I'm like, where are the waves of Mexicans just running at breakneck speed, throwing themselves at the wall?
Good thing I'm not a white girl. I'd be raped.
Yeah. Do you imagine, God, you come over the border, you end up in El Paso, you'd be like, oh, holy shit.
And of the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of immigrants and refugees or whatever, they'll find one that got in trouble.
Sure.
Look, Obama let in. He got a DUI, this one. Obama let him in.
If you want to get...
Meanwhile, let's look at the police blotter for that night of how many white assholes got arrested that night.
Yeah. We'll look at facts and shit. You know, I heard the quickest way, if you're in Mexico, the quickest way to citizenship is to start raping people like yesterday.
Yeah.
Get your rape.
Get a card, like a
get your rape numbers up.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Get your
or something.
Rape your rapers union identification badge.
So that goes over to the dredge leads to just an AP story.
Associated Press.
It says Pope versus Trump.
Cock off.
The aboard the papal plane. It says.
Ooh. You know, well, that usually, sounds like a euphemism.
You know, they have the location.
Oh, right.
Like, you know, Rome or New York City. This one says aboard the papal plane.
Yeah, that's
thrusting
like...
himself. This, who is this?
Right.
Nicole Winfield and Julie Pace. So these two reporters are flying on Pope Force One.
Do you think that's any fun? Or there's no booze on that fucking thing, right?
As fun as something.
Do they have booze?
Well, sure. You got to.
Well, Catholics.
Wine, right.
No, wait. The Catholics drink.
It's served by altar boys in.
Oh, really?
In Playboy bunny outfits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they actually have to hop.
It says thrusting himself into the heated American presidential campaign. Pope Francis. Then it goes on. Now, Trump did, by the way. You know, Trump's not going to take a shot from the Pope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, where? On his chest?
And not fire back.
Oh, yes. Hold on.
He's not getting a load of papal load in the eye without...
Let me recover. I'm going to need 10 to 15 minutes.
It's disgraceful.
Bring me some pineapple.
What the Pope is doing, Trump said, that he's being used as a puppet for the Mexican government.
You, Pope, are being used as a dick puppet by the Mexican government.
He said, let me see if I can actually find the, if I can find the actual quote, because, Trump, oh, here we go.
What is he going to say about the Pope? That's when you just say, well, listen, I'm sorry the Pope feels that way. He's a great man. I totally respect him. And here's how I just don't agree with him. Right. That's how you would say that, right? If you're a normal person. Maybe.
Right.
Or fuck the Pope.
You know,
I don't know.
I agree. We would much rather build bridges. But right now, we've got rapists coming over the border. We got to put a wall up. And meanwhile, this is where it's kind of funny, and I agree with them. But I saw a right-wing meme today that said, that talked about the Pope shitting on Trump for wanting to build walls.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they showed a picture of Vatican City.
Oh, yeah.
You walked around that literally.
It's a wall.
It's a giant 50-foot wall in most areas. So.
But that's because the Pope lives there, right? And that's protection against the Pope.
Yeah, well, right. And, you know, like 1,000 years ago, it was less civil outside of the walls.
Yeah, back in the day,
Pope
man.
Pope land.
He needed that protection.
Here's the Donald responding to the Pope. Or not. Hold on 1 second.
He's speechless. Or are we having technical problems? Man, I still have that nasal drip thing where it's like I can't talk.
I can promise you Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which, as everyone knows, is ISIS's ultimate trophy. I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president. Because still...
He's reading this one, by the way.
Wow,
this
really?
This is an unusual pre-scripted Trumpism. He's reading from a piece of paper. He's got notes on what to say. So somebody helped him with this one of how to respond, of how to say fuck you to the Pope in a nice way.
I've only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president, because
it's true.
Because this would not have happened. ISIS would have been eradicated, unlike what is happening now, with our all talk, no action politicians. That's what's happening now. The Pope is being told that Donald Trump is not a nice person, okay? Donald Trump is a very nice person, and I am a very nice person. And I'm a very good Christian, because the Pope said something to the effect that maybe Donald Trump isn't Christian, okay? And he's questioning my faith. I was very surprised to see it, but I am a Christian, and I'm proud of it. Okay, for a religious leader...
He's so funny.
Now he's back to his script.
I mean, do you really believe he's a Christian? I mean, I am a Christian,
no.
And I'm proud of it. Okay,
yeah,
next point.
Sure.
How dare anyone question Donald Trump's faith, okay?
He's a Presbyterian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think that's what he alleges.
Jeez.
I'm proud of it. Okay. For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president. Okay?
What's he blaming? Is he blaming the war on Christianity
on Obama
and the Pope?
He's sad that the Pope has attacked his Christianity, which is a horrible thing. A religious leader should never do that.
How hated by the rest of the world will Donald Trump be after his first term?
Well,
maybe not. I mean,
John Kerry was on.
Mm,
one of the shows recently. I don't know which show.
It's always like he wears rouge. And, I mean, it looks like his cheeks are so rosy.
Yeah, maybe he pinches them.
Guyliner for him out. Or no?
You're right. Carry manscapes.
Do you think he has to? Yeah. I shaved the dolphin.
But I think it was Kimmel. And Kimmel asked him, well, does when you're out and about trying to save the planet, negotiating with the Iranians and the Ukrainians and everywhere, and just other world leaders, do they talk about Trump? Like, do they talk about the election? And Kerry basically said, oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
They don't know what's going on with this Trump thing. And he said he's frequently asked, wait a minute, does this guy really want to stop all Muslims from coming into your country? This is the, these are world leaders who are like, what the fuck is going on in your backyard?
And what is Kerry supposed to say? No, he's kidding. I mean, what do you say? I would say, I guess so.
Right.
I mean,
I mean, the rest of the world is going, wow, you guys finally woke up from that whole George W. Bush nightmare, Darth Cheney administration.
Yeah, but
maybe they woke up. They elected a unapologetic liberal to the presidency.
But dude, how the fuck are you going to explain like the mindset of a redneck to somebody sitting in Paris under the fucking Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, true.
Having a croissant.
But isn't that kind of their vision of what Americans are anyway? A lot of them?
Oh, yeah.
Pope.
Isn't like
just
Jerry.
The term Pope is, trending on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Tweet us at Crab.
Isn't Jerry Springer, the musical, like really popular?
I saw it.
Oh, did you? London. Is it funny?
I saw the London production.
Or is it an opera? It's an opera,
amazing.
Right?
Yeah, it was. No, it was an opera, but it was it was a lot of fun. You know who played Jerry Springer in London when I saw it? Starsky? Hutch.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, yeah. One of the Starsky and Hutch guys. I think it was Hutch.
They couldn't get Stacy Keach?
David, I can't remember his name, but he was excellent. It was a great show. Jesus, or God, spoiler alert for Jerry Springer the musical, there's a character that is God.
Oh, really? Who's he played by?
It was an obese, flamboyantly gay,
I love it,
black man in a diaper.
In a diaper?
Yeah, running around the stage, yeah.
Why a diaper?
Well,
why does God...
It's a long show.
Yeah, but why does God... You know,
God
do you really
have
shit
time to run off to the bathroom? God's busy.
Are there bathrooms?
Right. I don't know.
I mean,
but it's a great music. It was a lot of fun.
That would sort of say that in heaven, there's the possibility of shitting your pants, which to me would think it'd be ironic because that's like total hell to shit your pants.
Right.
But, I thought this is heaven.
Kind of meant to offend.
Oh, okay. It's funny.
I think there was every, yeah.
Current president, okay? Believe me. Speaking of no offended. Leader. Very important. And this has just been given out to the press 2 seconds ago. No leader.
Oh, this is an official statement that he released. Well, that's okay. Why it's on a piece of paper.
Oh, my.
Especially a religious leader should have the right to question another man's religion or faith. Especially when they feed all sorts of false information into him. They're using the Pope as a pawn, and they should be ashamed of themselves. That's the Mexican government. They should be ashamed of themselves for doing so.
Oh, my God.
Especially when so many lives are involved. And when ill.
How did they?
I knew it.
Did they Cosby the Pope? And
I knew.
Get him to say this shit?
I knew it was the Mexicans, dude. I was telling you this whole time. The Mexicans are behind all this bullshit. Mexicans.
I'm surprised he didn't tie it to ISIS somehow.
He blamed it on the Mexicans.
Yeah.
This guy, there is no one like him. You can't explain him. You can't explain Trump to some dude in Brussels. I'm sorry. Because I don't know. I don't fucking know. Do you know? Do you understand what's happening?
He's the quintessential American asshole.
God damn.
That's him. That's the prototype.
He's the guy.
Of the white ass fuck of America.
He's the guy you hate.
Right.
He is like the grown-up version of that shit leader of Cobra Kai in, what's that movie with Ralph Macchio?
Karate Kid.
Oh, my God. I was about
he's
to get,
the, yes. Yeah, he's everything bad about America.
Oh, my God.
But,
yeah,
but
he's everything shitty.
To the dummies, he's rich, so that's all that matters. To the Ayn Rand crowd, right?
Yeah, I got mine.
I don't give a shit about you. But the strange thing is, these are also the people who identify themselves as Christians.
And they're poor, though.
And
they're fucking
it's
poor,
just,
man.
There's so much disconnect. It's
Why?
Baffling.
It must. You're right. He represents everything they want to be. And so they love him.
Right. And the anger
God.
With the system. They know they're not being represented
God.
By those that are going in. And they think that by getting someone in there who's going to yell angrier and louder about the fact that they want to reset the results of the Civil War, etc.
Yeah, yeah. They're sad still.
They think, right, they think that's going to happen once Trump gets in there. Then Trump's going to get in there and he's going to make it happen. He's going to pull gay marriage right out of there and no more dead babies. And
right.
America's going to be strong. He's going to put up a big wall and kick all those fucking Mexican
right.
rapists
and, out. And the cops, you can keep shooting black people.
Oh, sure. It's mandatory.
Yeah, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
In fact, did you see? I have to check this out. I didn't vet it because it was on a
vetted.
It was on kind of a rabid, not friendly to police website.
Oh, really?
And
really?
But Beyonce is doing a concert somewhere.
Okay,
I want to say Florida.
Hey, fuck you.
And they. I think that the local police are saying they're not going to work her. They won't work. They won't protect
her.
The concert. Yeah. They won't.
Oh,
they're boycotting
God.
Working.
Fucking Florida, man.
And they won't let anybody. Miami. Here it is.
Miami.
The Miami Fraternal Order of Police. Universally, we're finding out. I mean, we're very pro-union here.
Absolutely.
But
man.
Goddamn, some kind of cancer got into the fucking police unions. That have turned them into just giant fuckholes.
Right.
The Miami Fraternal Order of Police announced each one of their spokespeople is like a cartoon character from Gotham. Right?
Yeah.
Patrick Lynch, that guy from New York.
Oh my God.
He's right from Gotham. All right, the police union, we're
he's
not
like
going
to
listen to that. Turn your backs on that, we're going to turn your backs on that mayor.
That dude from season 2 of The Fucking Wire, that's who he is.
Right. And the one from Chicago, all of them.
Oh,
and they're all, every time something happens,
That stereotype.
I mean, it's kind of their job to protect the cops, but if you've got a cop on tape killing somebody or raping people or something, that's when you keep your mouth shut. You don't say, it's a war on cops. It's a war on cops.
Listen, we're going to get him off with desk duty.
So it says the police union has voted to boycott her planned show at Marlins Stadium.
What the fuck is this about?
As a result of her halftime performance, because she was, I don't know why. Her halftime performance.
Why would you be against the Black Lives Matter movement anyway? Why?
Because to those idiots, that equals anti-cop, which is not true. But to a totalitarian, it's either black or white.
Right, right.
Pun intended. And they have no clue of nuance. They have no clue of that things can be unrelated.
This doesn't have anything to do with Beyonce being a member of the Illuminati or anything like that. This is all Black Lives Matter.
It's Black Lives Matter. That they looked like Black Panthers.
Yeah. You know, Miami's not like that's a city. That's a major city. It's not like Redneckville, USA, dude.
And here we go. This
is a fucking trailer park.
Miami Fraternal Order of Police President Javier Ortiz said, "I salute NYPD officer Richard Rainey." So now this is the Miami guy who is in Miami.
Right, right.
He's the reason they're boycotting.
Yes.
Is because they're saluting NYPD officer Richard Rainey, who succumbed to his injuries. I'm going to use this accent, even though the guy's, his name is Javier Ortiz from Miami, but you just know it's, think of the mindset, who succumbed to his injuries on February 16th, 1981.
Oh my God.
From being shot by two Black Panthers. Who he had pulled over in a traffic stop.
Oh my God.
This guy's saying, how dare Beyonce salute the Black Panther movement when that cop 40 fucking years ago was killed by two Black Panthers, Ryan?
Well, what about all the people killed by police?
Oh, there you go.
We celebrate the police all the fucking time, dude.
What about the Holtzclaw cop who was raping women?
Oh yeah.
Pulling over Black women who he knew wouldn't, for the most, he thought wouldn't report him.
He was victimizing them
because they had already been in trouble. So he knew that they would be afraid.
That's what are you supposed to do? Right.
And then he finally literally fucked with the wrong.
Right.
It was a African-American grandmother. Like, this woman's in her 50s and he raped her and she reported him. And then when they started investigating, is when other women started saying,
forward.
He did it to me too. He did it to me too. And now he's a couple hundred years in jail or something like that. Rightfully so.
Right.
So, yeah, big fuck you to the Miami Fraternal Order of Fuckwad Police who are, we're going to boycott.
What was the most?
They're just hurting themselves, aren't they?
Right.
Because they probably get triple overtime. They're standing around.
Probably make a shit ton of money.
Beyonce concert.
Yeah, the Beyonce concert.
Right. It's not.
Most famous sitcom to take place in Miami?
Sitcom. WKRP.
Cincinnati. Ah, yeah. Right. Golden Girls.
Really? Was that in Miami?
Miami, I believe.
I didn't know that. I didn't know where the Golden Girls took place. Really.
Florida. I think it was Miami. I'm pretty sure it was.
The only place I remember is St. Olaf.
Well, that was the Rose.
Right, right.
We talk about St. Olaf. But tell stories.
I don't remember. It's a good show.
Oh, my God. That show is the funniest fucking show, ever.
Angry old ladies is funny.
Yeah, hilarious. Everybody had amazing timing.
Better on HBO if they could say. Oh, can you imagine if they could have said fuck and everything?
You know, that can break your heart right there. You think about them. Oh my God! You know what would have been the best? Why didn't Quentin Tarantino ever shoot his own version of the Golden Girls?
Oh well,
that would be something else.
He's talking about Kill Bill 3. It's been a few years.
Oh really?
So how are those ladies doing? Yeah.
Nobody was better at B. Arthur than those like throwaway lines.
They were all amazing.
My God,
yeah.
They were all so good. All right.
Other stuff going on here in the world, ladies and gentlemen. We've got that was the headline at the, you know, is the Pope v. Trump. Meanwhile, there's a picture of the Vatican walls right underneath it, course. Oh, something about Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. Who's she endorsing?
Actually, Caitlyn Jenner, the quote says, Caitlyn Jenner says she's receiving more flack for being a conservative than for being transgender.
Oh, Caitlyn. That's right. I get Caitlyn and Kendall mixed up because they both start with a K. Caitlyn used to be Bruce Jenner, correct? And Kendall Jenner is the young... Right.
They all start with K, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I just realized that.
Kylie.
How fucking gross. How trashy. I hate shit like that. You ever meet people from the same family? And it's like you could tell they were named by using a theme.
Oh, I know a family who's all...
named after ammunition.
DC. The initials DC.
Oh, my God.
It's not just the first name. It's both initials.
You think about it, like, I imagine you have a kid and like you see the child and you're like, you want to think, the name should strike you. The name should just be about how you feel about this person or like something about them. The idea that you would force some bullshit outside agenda because you have a hard on for the sound kuh. Into right. That whole process,
and that's
usually trashy.
A family thing.
Oh yeah,
right. It's like my parents did it. We were all LVs.
Why?
Or whatever, you know.
Why?
I don't get it.
Because you like it. God, that's fucked up.
It makes it special.
Gee, what?
I can't explain it. I think it's moronic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So fucking dumb.
Why constrain yourself?
Right. Just think. I don't know.
They're saying that Susan Sarandon is endorsing Bernie Sanders, saying she doesn't vote with her vagina.
Oh, okay. Well, that's who knows what she does? What can you do with it?
You know, I saw an article that people are trying to be like, somebody needs to...
I can solve a Rubik's Cube with it.
Somebody needs to...
And pick up a grape.
Well, yeah, a big giant asshole solves it.
I can tie a cherry stem with it.
With, what's his face? Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
That Hillary's campaign is making the same mistakes, kind of. But again, they keep saying they're making mistakes, but they're, you know, Barack Obama, pretty good candidate. Bernie Sanders is turning out to be a pretty good candidate. And
Hillary's lazy. That's what we're learning.
This is where I think these pundits are so... I even like the Chris Matthews, the older libs even, who don't... They still have this Cold War... view of what socialism is, even democratic socialism. You can sit there, Bernie can explain it to these people, and you've still got Chris Matthews saying, nobody's going to want to take over all the factories and everything. They're not going to vote for a socialist. We're not going to take over all the factories.
Yeah.
Asshole. And
beyond the barricade.
But that using these like smear tactics.
Oh, yeah.
And just this like faux butthurt that they're coming up with again, like, oh, Bernie is picking on us. He must hate women. Bernie's picking on my connections with Wall Street. He's hurting my fifis. He's making it personal.
But don't you think the faux butthurt angle will work in the general, just not the primary?
I don't know.
Because Bernie's beloved. A lot of people love Hillary.
But she's not going to be running against Bernie in the general if they get that far.
That's what I mean. I mean, maybe this tactic will work against a Trump.
Picking on the girl, maybe.
Who knows? I don't know.
Not Hillary.
You don't know.
They hate Hillary.
Well, we don't know how the election's going to go if Trump's in it because, you know.
Who knows? Nobody can predict a fucking thing with this guy.
It's insane.
One story says if well, this is a Drudge Report, and it's not bleeped out. If Hillary loses Nevada, the shit will hit the fan. Is one story that they're saying that some of the out of the Clinton side, some of her handlers and peeps are starting to freak the fuck out. That
what does that mean? Shit hits the fan. Does that mean?
Well, they don't know what's, you know. They're not sure what's going on in Nevada. For some reason, Nevada, they don't do polls in Nevada. Or I don't know. Or they do, and they don't. They're not reliable.
It's Nevada, dude.
It's fucking Nevada.
Well, Vegas is there, and the rest of the state.
And Clive and Bundy
is sad.
Who, by the way, we have news about. But it's they're saying that it's a story over at the Hill. It says tightening race rattles Clinton world's nerves.
Oh man,
that they're hearing that the Clinton campaign's getting a little nervous, a little nail bitey now.
I'm going to say something that's going to sound like sexist and you know, maybe inappropriate, but I mean, I don't think it is, because if Bernie was wearing like really weird outfits, I feel like somebody would say what you're wearing makes you look strange and that colors people's view of you. I think Hillary has just been so poorly dressed, man. I'm serious. I mean,
that's God. You're thinking that's swaying people.
God, the last fucking debate, she looked like she stepped out of the fucking Next Generation. Like, not, she looked like 90s fucking Star Trek.
And then that weird...
Who wants that?
Like, throw rug that she had on that one debate. Remember that
weird...
Like,
it looked like somebody took a bath mat and duct taped it around her, and she was a tube of shag.
Yeah,
she looked like a tube of shag.
I don't get it. I don't...
I mean, if Bernie was wearing something all fucked up, people would say, listen, you know, fix your suit. I don't know.
Well, but there are times, too, then, that she
I mean, she doesn't always look fucked up. I don't mean
okay,
that.
Right. There are other times that she...
But if a couple of key times, she's been dressed oddly. I'm not saying that's going to cost her the primary or anything.
Right.
You know. Yeah, fucked it up. You dressed yourself out of a job, Hillary.
I would hope it doesn't cost her the job.
See, really, honestly, in the way I would run an election, I would actually fix this problem. Everyone running for office has to wear the standard I'm running for office uniform. I don't I don't want people swaying.
It's a little swaying. Maui, isn't it?
I don't give a shit. I don't want these. You're talking about. Look at all the support the Trump all the support Trump has. That just tells you how stupid the electorate is and how fucking dumb they are.
Right.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help it so that did you just squirt?
I did.
Oh shit! Ow! Ow! Ow!
I finally found it.
Oh, fuck it. Hey, listen. You know? Did you hear the news that Hillary actually is looking up for her? She got an endorsement.
From
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, Hookers for Hillary.
Oh yeah, too. That one
did
too.
Did you see that on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I did.
That the professional sex workers in Nevada,
have
formed Hookers for Hillary, and they're voting. They're voting for Hillary.
Is the Bunny Ranch? Or is
Lindsay Lohan?
Did the Bunny Ranch caucus? Did they cock for Hillary?
Man, I was really, really.
Did you see that?
Bated breath as to who Lindsay Lohan.
Look it up, though. It's not the whole story. I read the headline, and it's going up on Facebook tomorrow morning. Facebook.com/crabdiving. It's stories about shark attacks, fucking politics, bullshit like that. Who cares? It's terrific. We're trying to make America great.
Here's a headline at Breitbart.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan mocked online following half-baked Hillary endorsement. Another one says, Lindsay Lohan attempts to endorse Hillary Clinton, ends up sounding dumb.
You know, I want to say...
Poor Lindsay.
What publication had this line? Because, goddamn, it was like New York Mobile. I stole this line from an article I read. Oh, Salon, I think it said. Lindsey Graham. We should play a game. Who said it? Lindsey Graham or Lindsay Lohan?
You're right.
Graham or Lohan?
I'm a Bush man.
They said Lindsay Lohan didn't want to feel the burn like she does in her nose.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
God damn it. That's the funniest fucking thing ever. I hate it. I hate it. I hate myself for not thinking of that fucking joke.
Lindsay posted a Hillary quote with a meme on her Instagram page.
Oh, really?
And somehow it seems to relate to Hillary Clinton's testimony during the Benghazi hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Very strange. And then she put a... This is the HollywoodGossip.com.
Oh, yes.
They're calling it a batshit hashtag happy string of rambling nonsense.
Hey, is Lindsay Lohan like our Sarah Palin?
Come on.
If you were choosing... Listen, I'm serious. If you're choosing trivia teams, who do you pick? Who do you go with? Lindsay Lohan or Sarah Palin?
Lindsay Lohan.
What? Wait. What? Are you serious?
This could be more fun.
No. For who's smarter?
Oh, Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to give it to Sarah Palin.
You think?
Listen
to what you just said.
Coke-filled nose, just by
listen
a tiny bit.
To what you just said. The person who some people wanted to be a heartbeat away.
Well, I mean.
Smarter than Lindsay fucking Lohan, man. True. The people that vote are so stupid. My idea about making people take an IQ test to qualify to vote is not horrible. These people in South Carolina, they want the Civil War revisited. Fuck.
Lindsay Lohan's comment under this weird meme was, I couldn't understand you more. Hashtag Lindsay Lohan 2020.
What does that mean?
She's running for president in 2020. Oh, you know, because Kanye keeps tweeting 2020, meaning he's going to fucking run for president in 2020. Way over Kanye, by the way.
Why? What did he do?
Also, hashtag... This is all one word.
Or is crab diving over? God, I can't. I got.
Are
this.
We breaking the fuck up with Kanye?
I am dying. I'm still stopped up.
Hashtag. This is all one word.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the girl in school that was friends with everyone.
Okay.
Hashtag. No matter what.
Yeah.
You can only judge. Now this. Hashtag. No matter what.
Okay.
Now regular words. You can only judge a book by its cover. Look at the blurred lines. All, comma, together, comma, could, comma, be, comma, done, period. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and that can change at the blink of an eye. Be patient. It's a virtue.
Listen, if you punctuated what Sarah Palin said when she endorsed Donald Trump, it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be much crazier. Oh, that's nuts.
This must be the site you... linked from, because it says right on, feel the burn in your nose from all that cocaine before you wrote that.
What site is this?
HollywoodGossip.com.
Okay. Oh my God, that kid just grabbed that girl's hair out front going from school.
Oh, there's a child assault going on.
Should I open the door? And
this says Lindsay isn't the first time that she's gotten involved in a campaign. In 2014,
little fucker,
she endorsed a known cocaine smuggler in his campaign to become president of Brazil.
I know the guy. I know the guy.
Last year, she gave a shout out to Pablo Escobar.
See, because Lindsay Lohan,
she
that
gave
guy, listen,
a shout out to Pablo Escobar.
These people, to her, aren't coke dealers. This is like the guy she plays fucking bridge with on Wednesday night.
Well,
you know?
And she loved her some cocaine, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Oh, that guy who's the biggest coke dealer in Brazil has great cocaine.
Lindsay posted a screenshot from, that show on HBO.
Narco.
And she said, magical realism is defined as what happens when a highly detailed, realistic setting is invaded by something too strange to believe.
Who said that?
Hashtag Sugar Man.
What does that mean? Who said that? But who said that whole thing?
Lindsay.
Oh, God. Does that make sense?
Does it
make sense to you?
It's a bizarre... They say it's a bizarre Instagram post paying tribute to notorious Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar.
You know, our...
Magical realism is defined as what happens...
Okay.
When a high... This is your brain on drugs.
I'm trying to figure this
shit
out.
Since childhood.
Magical realism.
Magical realism is defined as what happens when a highly detailed, realistic setting... is invaded by something too strange to believe.
What is coke dick? I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Yep. Don't know.
Everybody, you know what it is, man. I'm so tired of people on their Instagram and all that shit. I mean, I'm on Instagram. I mean, crab diving, follow us on Instagram.
Sure. At Radar Comedy on your Instagram. Yeah.
At Vile Experience. But damn, it's just people are so disgusting with their dumb fucking ideas and stuff. And it's, I'm sorry.
Get off my lawn, you kids.
Yeah. Not everybody needs a platform. Maybe you should have to fucking take a IQ test. The IQ test. You know, if we had a society based on things you were allowed to do based on how intelligent you are, think about it. That's what our society was based on. Everything, you're being protected by your own, for your own good. That's how society works. Am I allowed to drive at 15?
But
maybe.
Not everybody, we've established that not everyone that's smart is good.
No, but I'm gambling.
And nice and benevolent.
I'm gambling that we would be safer this way. I'm just saying my way keeps every dumb person away from guns. Like, you can't have a gun anymore because you're stupid. Right. You just can't. Dumb people can't have guns. Imagine.
There's going to be just a state full of helmet people, you're saying, who basically...
No, you don't need any helmets. Because all the dumb, the dumb people can't hurt you.
Well, guns, I'll agree with you on.
But listen, dude, I'm telling you, think about how much pain is inflicted upon humanity, upon the world, and not by any fault of their fucking own. It's not their fault. They're dumb. But the dumb people are killing us.
Right.
Making dumb decisions when you drive. I mean, it goes down the fucking list.
But then why don't we educate them?
We are.
Why don't we embrace
them? Welcome to where we are fucking now. Welcome to where we are right now. How's that going?
Well, I saw an article today.
It's not going well.
That, the internet's, as much as it's not being totally fucked yet.
Yes.
That the global elite, the capitalist system that's trying to keep everybody down.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that.
The media, they're having a hard time using the media as easily because of social media and because of the fact that we're actually able to communicate with each other and be like, hey, wait a minute. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. If you get out of your bubble, if you're in social media and you're thumbsing down anything liberal and up anything Breitbarty or Glenn Becky or whatever, then you're not going to hear what's actually going on in the world. You're just getting your right wing bubble and you're sitting there in fear.
Yes.
Thinking that the Mexicans are pouring over the border and taking all the jobs raping the women. That's up in here.
That's interesting. So you're saying that stupid people shouldn't be allowed on social media as well.
Oh, it's not what I'm saying.
Yes.
Herr Pfeiffer.
Listen, I am talking about a tiered society based on intelligence. I'm not saying you won't get any less food credits or water tokens if you're dumb. You just won't be allowed to have a gun.
Intelligence.
You won't be allowed to drive a car or maybe, I don't know. I don't know, man. You'll be able to have weed. Dumb people can have weed. I mean, think about it. You might even imagine the world you could live in if you could flunk the intelligence test. What if you're in dumbass level?
Everything's
everything's given to you.
That's like when Homer Simpson went to the nursing home and realized.
Well, do you remember the episode where he found out how fat he would have to get to qualify for disability? Oh my God. That was the best episode. Maybe. I don't know. But I
need to catch up on those, and I need to catch up on South Park because I think South Park still is fun.
Those are some lofty goals.
Yeah. There you go. My Shakespeare.
Oh, yes.
Not brushing up on...
I'm going to brush up on my Futurama.
My Chaucer.
Fuck you, Chaucer. Nobody's brushing up on anything. That's stupid.
You got to hear this.
Dumbasses.
I guess if you've got the drop...
I'm getting so tired of stupid people fucking up my life. Oh, just think about it, man. Nobody's making any dumb decisions all day.
This is the sorry state. of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. You lost your mind.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck of the Blaze.
God damn it. I mean, that's actually, I know that opening is kind
of
funny.
Shakespeare.
But that's just him.
That's shit he says.
We didn't make up any of that.
Yeah, put it to funny music.
He said he was a rodeo clown.
We will pound you into glass.
White people in droves.
You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
It's just some of the sampling.
Oh, yeah.
That we've
do the one about, oh, God, I'm sorry.
You Cosby? Just raped Bill Cosby.
There's a rape theme. There's
That's
this one.
Media rape right there.
God, what's up with him? What a perv.
You rat bastards.
So, Glenn the Beck, you know, is running around on stage. Trying to convince everyone.
He's running.
To vote for Ted Cruz.
He's flitting about. Fluttering about.
He was at an event over the weekend.
Okay.
Last weekend, right. I think this was, possibly.
The Key Party?
Or maybe just a couple days ago, regardless of when. It was very recent.
Yes.
South Carolina, at a place called the Morning Star Fellowship Church.
Oh my gosh. That's serious. That, what denomination is that? The Fellowship Church? That's the denomination.
Is that a denomination?
I don't know. I'm just this is one of those weird Southern religions, like one of those weird sects of Christianity where they have some. There's like one fucked up belief in there, like you can't, if you're wearing leather pants, don't sit on a wooden stool. That kind of weird shit.
Oh,
bullshit.
In South Carolina, Glenn Beck was speaking at an event.
Uh-huh.
And you just got to listen to this.
Morning Starfish Fellowship.
Glenn Beck. I love the little fight between Glenn Beck and Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And how Alex Jones accuses Glenn Beck of being nothing but, like, just an actor. He's, all these guys, all they do is take acting lessons.
My God.
And go on stage, worry about their theatricality. Meanwhile, he's the one who's going like, you scum.
My God, I mean.
We're going to come get you.
He's got to be covered in sweat at the end of that show.
He talks about how he's covered in sweat.
He must be exhausted.
So here is Glenn back on stage at this, you know, whatever.
Oh, so he's performing at a venue, right?
This is a Ted Cruz event.
Oh, shit.
This is Please Vote Cruz.
I got to see what he's wearing.
Blue flannel. It's cash, Glenn. He's got a baseball cap, a Ted
what
Cruz
in the
baseball
fuck
cap.
Is that outfit?
What's a blue flannel?
I know, man. I was hoping that's
untucked. It's
not satisfying.
He's looking lumberjacky.
I was hoping he'd have, you know, I don't know, some fancy suit with an ascot. One of those.
He's in South Carolina.
Sherlock
he's
Holmes
not look,
hats.
Oh, he's yeah, not yeah. whipping that shit out for the South Carolina.
I'm
crowd.
Surprised he's not in his, like, you know,
carrying a gun.
No, his Confederate soldier reenactment.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
Stars and Bars comes in a General Lee car.
Yeah, right.
Oops. Hold on a second. I think the people want to hear this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn Beck.
I am the guy who talked in 1999, I told the listeners of New York when I was on WABC, I'm telling you, there will be blood and bodies and buildings in the street, and the guys whose signature will be on it will be Osama bin Laden, and it'll happen in the next decade. Nobody listened to me and nobody believed me.
He sounds like Trump.
He's the only guy that knew that 9/11 was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you make it a bigger deal then? If he really believed it was happening, why didn't he make a bigger deal about it?
He says he screamed about it and put it on his blackboard at Fox. And
His whole life should have been about it.
In 2006, I started talking about the housing crisis. Nobody listened. Nobody wanted to hear it. The crash came in 2008. Nobody wanted to hear about the caliphate. I was mocked and ridiculed. I am telling you right now, this is your last call, America. This is your last call.
Now we're going fast forward. Now He's getting a little emotional.
Dude, that's a lot to say if you're just a fucker standing there in a baseball hat.
Oh, yeah.
I predicted the caliphate! I was mocked and ridiculed.
Just for, so you can picture the venue, ladies and gentlemen, he's up on the stage at this church. And the audience, I would describe as really fucking white.
Jeez.
I'm here not as somebody to endorse Ted Cruz, even though I have. I'm not here as a guy you listen to on the radio. I'm here as a citizen.
Ah! He just took his hat off. He took his hat off. He's got head hair. He's got wrinkles.
Good God in heaven.
I'm here as a citizen.
God, I mean, Ted, you know, I hope you're able to
flannel.
I hope Ted Cruz is able to capitalize on this performance. Glenn Beck
spectacular.
Is working hard for Ted.
Glenn's thespianing it up.
So you think he's trying to look like every man here? That's the idea. Not like a Hollywood
and probably $100 flannel.
Oh yeah,
that's probably one of his.
1791. I don't know.
I'm here as a citizen. As a fellow citizen.
Is he masturbating?
And I am begging you, please do not dismiss the peril that we are in.
Okay. Okay, I won't dismiss it. Will you calm the fuck down?
He's really sad, Ryan.
Is this the last scene of Hamlet? I'm sorry. Fucking
please do not dismiss the peril that we are in. Do not dismiss. Fall to your knees and pray to God to reveal to you what the hour is.
What?
God on high.
This is amazing.
Hear my prayer.
Liberals are boring, man. I mean,
oh my God,
Bernie's up there going, income inequality and yes. The 1% get all the money. This guy's...
Jesus.
This guy's doing soliloquies.
I mean, he's so dumb. It's so crazy.
Get down on your knees.
He's nuts.
God to reveal to you what the hour is. Ask the dear Lord, our dear Lord, to show you who the man is that has the integrity.
I'm the man!
Who has the connection, who will fall to his knees at the resolute desk.
Oh, yeah.
Who, before he asks, doesn't think of a poll, but looks to the Constitution and then the Holy Scriptures. Our Bible and the Constitution both come from God. They are both sacred scriptures. I know there is a God.
Oh my God! Somebody make him take a shower.
That's
he needs to calm down.
Spectacular, spectacular.
Fucking God! And the envelope, please.
Oh yeah.
Start thinking the Academy. Yeah. I mean, shit. That's fucking.
You want to hear some more?
Is this Richard Chamberlain or is this Glenn fucking Beck?
I know there is a God.
Holy fuck!
And those who worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must begin to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, for the rights and the responsibilities that we have been given. I know there is a God. I testify to you that I see a storm coming.
Oh.
And God does have a place for each and every one of us.
I want a rusty trombone.
It is your job now to be able to sleep at night, to go door to door, to talk to every person you know, to find the candidate that will stand where God is telling him to stand in an unshakable way. Get your family to vote. Get your friends to vote. You cannot stand on the sideline. It is not enough for you just to go out and vote. You must be an evangelist for the Constitution of the United States. This is your last call, America. Stand. Stand.
Did you bring condoms?
For the man, I believe, was raised for this hour.
Ted Cruz.
Oh my God.
How's that for an intro? Oh, I want Glenn Beck to introduce me anywhere.
Oh, shit. He sounds like... I mean, what is going on when he's speaking? It sounds like there should be, like, fire cannons blowing up and fucking dancing girls and production shit.
He's a true
lasers.
Talent. Lasers. He's a true talent.
Good God.
Bad shit out of his mind.
God damn,
that guy knows how to... He knows how to entertain.
Shit.
Holy shit.
I'm exhausted just listening to this nutball.
He earns his... His dollars.
Fuck yes, right? He does.
He doesn't phone it in.
You know what he's like? He's like Don Quixote, but for Trump supporters. Or no. Cruz, for idiots.
Right?
He's the Don Quixote of America.
I gotta do this. I should save this for tomorrow, but I can't because the headline's too funny. This is a headline I wanted to do yesterday.
God bless you.
This is over at from Friendly Atheist blog.
You need to be an evangelist for the Constitution. And that was weird.
And the headline, this is in Florida.
Yes.
But the headline of the Friendly Atheist says, right now, there's an upside down butt plugged Jesus in front of Pompano Beach City Hall.
Oh shit, that's funny.
It's a black cross, okay, with a neon upside down frame of the
How
outline
big is it?
Of a Jesus. It's big. And there's a big red butt plug sticking out of Jesus's butt where his butt would be. And then there's a sign that says, "In God we trust," but God's crossed out and somebody spray painted Satan. But that's the whole point of the display, is that it's the church of satanic activism.
Right, right. Let me explain.
On a mission.
To you.
This is Chaz Stevens is the dude in
that
Florida.
Chaz guy. He's done with the bullshit. That's a guy done with the bullshit.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, he doesn't give a fuck.
He's sticking it. He's trolling every goddamn one of these Christo-fascist, theocratic cities that is allowing religious displays, but only if they're the Jesus type.
I mean, if you're into Jesus, how funny, though. Think about how frustrated. Oh, my God, there's a Jesus out there. It's got a butt plug.
Right.
Well, I mean, he is nailed to a cross. Is that the worst thing he has going on? Do you think Jesus wouldn't? If you're being crucified, do you know? Is a butt plug part of the ceremony of it? Did the Romans butt plug their people on the Appian Way as well?
He's got more displays in the works.
Oh, does he? What else? He's got, okay.
We'll see.
He's got Jesus butt plug. What else does he have?
We'll see. He'll be making more.
I mean, I'm fascinated. Does he have a cock ring or a, maybe it's Jesus blowing himself. I don't know what it would be.
At Friendly Atheist, it says,
where do you go?
What is that reddish looking thing near Jesus' nether regions? That would be a red butt plug sticking out of the display because America. That's why.
Right, right. Where do you go from butt plug? Where do you go from butt plug? I mean, what's he going to do that's going to be more offensive?
I don't know.
I'm just telling you. I'm kind of fascinated.
I don't know.
This is the most interesting person in the country.
It's not a life like Jesus. It's a neon outline.
I want to get this guy to call
Jesus,
in.
But at the point where Jesus's butt would be is an actual butt plug sticking out of the frame. It's probably, I don't know, what would you say? It's
well
a
described.
6 foot cross or something?
You described that pretty well for our listeners. You don't even have to look it up. How big now? How big is the butt plug? What's the circumference?
And then right in the background is the big city of Pompano Beach City Hall right behind it. Awesome.
Oh,
Christians. Yeah. You force your bullshit into the government property. And we're not trying to take Jesus out of the public square like you guys are lying.
We're not trying to take the butt plug out
Wear
of Jesus.
Wear your Jesus shirts. Walk around. Right. With your crosses, do whatever the hell you want. But government property is not going to be displaying your particular religious stuff. Just needs to be out of that business, or you're going to get Jesus with a butt plug.
Which is awesome.
You're going to get what you deserve. You're going to get voices that are counter to yours that you don't want right. How does it feel? How does it feel?
Oh, that's so funny. Oh.
To have a government sanctioned right. display.
How does it
of
feel?
Jesus with a butt plug.
How do you think Jesus feels?
How do you think we feel?
He died for your sin and then he got fucked right. in the ass.
If I got pulled over somewhere in Oklahoma where they still got 10 commandments up right. and had to go to in front of a judge and yes. I'm wearing my Darwin Fish shirt.
Oh, yes.
I'm not feeling like I'm getting a fair shake.
No, fuck no, man.
If the judge leads a Christian prayer beforehand and there's 10 commandments stamped all over the walls and shit. I'm just not.
I'm fascinated with this artist. He says he's got more shit in the works.
Chaz Stevens.
Chaz, my problem, like, here's my criticism. If this was going to be a whole series of things that poke fun at these people, I feel like you know, no pun intended, shot your wad. I think you should have started with something else. Cause this is, butt plug in Jesus is pure brilliance. I think it's amazing.
Here's a story at, satanicactivism.org. This is Chaz Stevens's
Chaz,
website.
Chaz. That's a funny name.
And it says, next stop for Satan?
Yes.
The South Carolina GOP primary.
Oh, I see. He's touring that art. He's touring the butt plug. The Jesus butt plug.
He says, home to the Gaffney giant peach, which looks like a baby's bottom. The child drowning baby mama, Susan Smith. And a bunch of evangelicals who are about to get trolled like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
The Church of Satanic Activism is pleased to finally unveil Jesus H. Christ on a stick.
Okay.
6 foot tall, two-sided, brightly illuminated display featuring Christ hammered to an upside down cross with a blood red butt plug.
What was it? What?
Wait, did you say, this is on his website. Did
okay.
you say butt plug? That's right, kids. We chopped a hole right in the middle of Jesus' niblets and then jammed in a blood red butt plug. Mr. H. Christ is accompanied by a GoPro and a 3 foot sign that says, in Satan we trust.
What do you think? What do you think the impetus was for the process, his creative process? Do you think Chaz was like, you know, what people say, Jesus on a stick, or what is that?
What Christ is that? On a stick?
Christ on a stick. Maybe that was his vision. And he's doing the Christ on a stick thing. And do you think he was like, oh my God, I can't do that. It was like, what? I just had this amazing idea. Butt plug.
Butt plug.
Do you think that was it?
He said they've obtained permission to hoist their display.
Hoist.
Saturday, this coming Saturday from 9 to 5, the very same day of the GOP primary.
Is it put together with a crane, or do they?
No, I don't think it's that big.
Yeah.
It travels. Portable.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine the protesters? I mean, What are the protesters? Do they like take out that butt plug?
We're gonna go vote for Ted Cruz. Praise Jesus! What the hell is that?
Was the butt plug made of thorns?
Maybe
like
it'll
the crown?
Scare some of them away.
Oh sure. What do you mean?
Like it's like kryptonite.
Yeah.
They won't want to go if it's at the courthouse. The ones that are voting near there won't want to go near it.
How many people are gonna say like, oh God, I don't think I can handle that butt plug, but. You know, Jesus did, so it's...
Maybe in college.
Maybe I'll have a go at it.
Yeah, right. What size is that one?
That's Jesus. That's Savior size,
oh,
baby.
Oh, that's a trainer butt plug.
Wait, did he put a trainer butt plug in Christ? Because that, to me, is offensive.
I don't know what size. You're saying you think Jesus could handle a pro butt
my
plug?
My God ain't using no trainer butt plug.
Right from zero to...
Fuck you.
To a Leviathan.
Jeez.
Or whatever.
Is this the most offensive show we've ever?
Yeah, we apologize.
Yeah, sorry.
This should be our Faithless Friday show, but
God,
I couldn't pass up the headline of an upside down Jesus with a butt plug.
Is it big enough? I mean, does he put it in a van?
Yeah.
So it's not. It doesn't like he doesn't put it in the back of a pickup with a red flag on the end of it.
It's 6 feet tall, so it's not. It's not. You know, like 300 feet or something like that. Although I would happily donate to any private property that wants to erect a 300 foot upside down Jesus with a butt plug. I would be.
That's so fucked actually, up.
I would donate to that shit.
That is so fucked up.
I would buy the land
so funny.
Across from the big cross that they're putting up, the 200-foot fucking cross they're putting up
absolutely.
In Texas. Spending millions of dollars that could, you know, I don't know, feed people.
Well,
build houses for the homeless.
Let's build one. Let's build the Jesus butt plug thing that big. Let's, well, big, right, let's build
I
mean. It that big.
I want to buy the property right across the highway from that
right,
one.
Right.
For the counterpoint.
What a fucked up place to live. I got a medieval torture device on one hand. Then there's like a guy seven stories tall. He's got
a butt plug.
He's got a 30
hanging upside down.
That butt plug is 30 foot across. Man. Why don't you carve it into the side of Stone Mountain? Why don't you replace Abraham Lincoln with it?
Somebody said something on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Join in the combos there. Something about Stone Mountain. Having to do with racism. Like, well, it's like it's reverse racism.
Fuck you.
That they want to take, I don't know, the Confederate soldiers who wanted to preserve slavery. They want to take those guys off of the mountain, sandblast them off of the mountain. They're like, they want to, the racist, reverse racist want to change history.
Fuck you.
Your work thing?
Yeah, no, this is so bad. I'm trying to get, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to get a spot on this show and it's sign up for this spot.
Oh, I see.
I'm so sorry. I know it's fucking.
Bring the crab diving show to a halt.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to. God damn it. I don't want to wait around at this fucking thing all night. Okay, sorry about that. I'm done.
I've got a clip of an asshole if you want to work on something else.
No, yeah.
Rush Limbaugh. Was talking on his ridiculous show and was talking about Hillary Clinton.
I'm all set, by the way.
Thank
sorry.
You.
I'm so sorry.
Should we go
that.
To music? Or?
Yeah, no.
Here it is off of his Rush Limbaugh show.
Fuck you.
Talking about Hillary Clinton.
You know, there is, ladies and gentlemen, there's a double standard with Hillary Clinton, and we have to be honest about it. She's being judged by a double standard, I will admit. And it's this. If Hillary Clinton were a man with her identical record, she would not even be running for president. She would have been laughed out of it. With her demonstrable failures like the Russian reset.
This is such bullshit. He is claiming that she's been treated with kid gloves because she possesses a vajayjay.
Listen, it's not like she was getting her legal housekeeper to round up fucking Xanax tablets.
Right.
Or Oxy or whatever.
Did she not sit for 11 hours in front of a panel
fuck
of
you.
Assholes?
Ooh.
Repeatedly, multiple times.
Who's that guy? That guy from Harry Potter. Yeah.
Draco Malfoy.
Yeah. That dickhead. He's got to sit and listen to fucking Louis Gohmert.
Her wide-ranging incompetence.
What?
Led by whatever went on in Benghazi, and we have a pretty good idea. Her willingness to lie to the American people and the families of the dead in Benghazi. Her basic lack of understanding of the job of Secretary of State, that it's more than just accumulating a lot of hours and days flying around the world. I'm serious. If there were a man who had been Secretary of State with her horrible record running for president, I guarantee you he would be judged much more harshly.
That's such bullshit,
my
right?
Fucking God.
She's gotten away with everything.
God, when there's that, and then there's this, his characterization of her is like, if all that was true, she would be running around like a maniac. Just like stabbing people in the face.
Yeah.
If what he said.
No, all she's been doing is flying around, not doing anything.
Listen to how they describe her. I mean, I understand if you don't agree with her and shit.
Right.
But jeez.
Then Mrs. Clinton is being. Mrs. Clinton isn't judged at all, particularly by people on the left. They want to coronate her. She gets the most favorable press of any person in this race outside of Barack Hussein Obama.
Look how he dropped that middle name in there.
Take a drink.
Yeah, we do it ironically.
Oh, yeah.
For just that reason. Listen
insane.
To how he dropped that name. Does he say,
What's that guy?
Eduardo Rafael Cruz?
Fuck no.
He does not.
Wait, who did the Oxy Walrus endorse?
He hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
But he's flicked his tongue over Cruz's starfish.
I felt like Rush was going to endorse someone before Lowen came forward, but
I think it's pretty much yes. Cruz, because he said Cruz is the only true conservative.
Right.
He hasn't come out and said who he's endorsed. Coquettish.
Has Ashton Kutcher endorsed anyone?
Of any person in this race outside of Barack Hussein Obama, there is a clear double standard from which she is benefiting. The fact that she is a woman covers her incompetence and masks it. Mm-mm-mm. And the fact that she is a woman prevents anybody from seriously going after her on that bit. You won't see Bernie Sanders do it. Bernie Sanders won't go after her incompetence as Secretary of State, even if he thought it, because she's a woman.
But he doesn't think it. And yes, right. He would. Sure, he would.
This sort of reinforces that he would.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Of course he would go after her incompetence if he thought it.
This is insane.
How? I mean, the poster child of misogynist, brotastic fuckwattery, right? I mean, how demeaning that when who has been shat upon more than second to Barack Hussein Obama?
Hillary!
Right! These guys. There's a permanent panel created in Congress to get her! To get her!
And how many embassies? Wasn't there all kinds of other embassy incidences during Bush's presidency?
All of the presidents have had.
I mean, it's not like it's a new thing.
Right.
Embassy
incidents. She lied, right. She lied. There was a stand down. They called her and said, they're being attacked. And she said, fuck them, stand down. Let them die.
Have you seen that Michael Bay movie?
That's what those people think.
Yeah.
They really think that. No, I didn't see that fucking movie.
Are you watching that OJ thing? The OJ show?
No.
I want to watch that. Somebody told me it was good.
Really?
You think his son did it? A lot of people think his son did it.
No, I think he did it.
No, then the DNA would be the same if it was his son. Where is the son? What?
Well, no, it wouldn't. It would be close, but it wouldn't be the same.
Really? It wouldn't be a total match?
Well, they're not twins. Right?
Listen, what about that one episode of CSI? I don't know.
I just saw Rand. I don't know who this guy's responding. It has nothing to do with us, but I just looked at Twitter and some guy's responding to someone else says, no, go ahead, fuck yourself instead, asshole. I've got better things to do than engage in your paranoia.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to social media.
What is this about?
Fuck
yeah.
Fuck you. People are brutal.
Oh.
Mean.
The
cruel.
Original tweet?
Yes.
The reason why the hashtag Oregon standoff is trending rather than Oregon massacre is that it's white guys with guns daring authority.
Yeah.
If I take you off your land without harming you or destroying your property, you can't. So this goes on anyway.
Oh, God.
So they're all butthurt about something. I don't know what this. I just thought it was funny.
Everybody's upset.
Yeah. Not a friendly place over at the.
Well, the internet's not friendly.
True. Want to hear the rest of Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, yeah.
Secretary of State, even if he thought it, because she's a woman. And you still don't hit the woman, no matter how far the feminists advance. There's still certain societal norms. You don't invade a woman's space. You don't theoretically, figuratively, or literally hit the woman.
What the fuck?
He's longingly... talking about, well, you know, there's still certain societal norms.
Yeah.
You don't invade a woman's space. You don't theoretically, figuratively, or literally hit a woman. You shouldn't do that to anybody.
Right.
You shouldn't get into a man's space.
Don't invade anybody's
literally,
space.
Figuratively,
fucking
or literally
asshole.
Hit a man, you asshole. It has nothing to do with her lady bits.
What a fucking blowhard.
And he's sad that
Dude,
you can't.
Yes.
He's lamenting the fact that there's these societal norms. You can't theoretically, maybe, figuratively, or literally hit him. You can't backhand him anymore when they talk back.
Does it sound to you like he's late on his oxy feeding? Does he sound a little irritated? Yeah. See, it sounds a little rougher on the edges.
Maybe his hemorrhoid pillow is deflated.
Invade a woman's space. You don't theoretically, figuratively, or literally hit the woman. You know, you don't be mean to the woman. You just don't do it, no matter who the woman is. Even if it's Nurse Ratched, you don't do it.
Even if it's... That's from Media Matters, by the way. Even if it's Nurse Ratched.
Cuckoo's Nest?
You don't do it. Yeah, I guess. I guess Nurse Ratched is worthy of being popped one.
Right.
In Rush Limbaugh land. Apparently, there are women who deserve to be popped in Rush Limbaugh land.
What a dick. Man, think about this. That guy is loaded. He's rich. The only thing he's had to do his whole fucking life is sit on his fat ass.
Well,
he can be high as fuck. He can be so fucking high and do his job.
A long time. Yeah.
Oh, you think he's not now? You think he's cold turkey rush?
You don't think he's clean?
Bullshit. Fuck no. No fucking way.
Think he's on something else?
And he has a nerve to... How can he be this big of a fucking asshole, I guess is my point.
He blew out his hearing, man. Oxy.
People like this should be the nicest people. I don't get it.
Somebody on Fox apparently... some guy named... He was on Hannity's radio show.
Oh, God.
I don't know who this asshole is. Robert Jeffress? Somebody named Robert Jeffress?
I know him not.
I'm not really sure who Robert Jeffress is. He's an American pastor, author, and radio television host. He hosts the program Pathway to Victory. Broadcast on more than 1,200 stations in the United States and 28 other countries.
I hate what we do here. I hate what we do at Crab Diving.
I've seen him before.
Let us pray. Welcome.
First Baptist of Dallas.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Is his flock.
Listen, Chaz, don't bring that upside down butt plug Christ there. They'll kill you.
He says... that I'm not going to play it because I don't have the clip queued up, but I've got the transcript. He says they're talking about the Pope, and
oh shit!
Listen to what Hannity. God, now I want to play this. Okay, I'm going to play it. I'm sorry about your ears, ladies and gentlemen. Tampon them up.
Don't blame us.
We're going to give you the 1-2 punch.
We're giving you the
truth. Rush followed by Hannity. I apologize.
This is how ugly the fucking world is.
But listen to them talking about Hannity, by the way, is a Catholic.
Oh, is he? Oh, I thought
heavy
he was
Catholic.
Oh, really?
No. Hannity, Irish. I'm sure he's tasted priest cum. I'm sorry. This really is the most awful show we've ever done.
Can we get a confirmation on that Hannity fact? That vile experience just busted out. Is that true?
It's a joke.
Wikipedia?
It's a joke.
All right, Reverend Falwell, you know, there was a point where there was a priest, and by the way, in fairness, Father Morris stuck his neck out for me, and one time that I said that I thought people that are not Catholic should use birth control, I preferred that over abortion, there was a priest who publicly on my TV show said that he would not give me the Eucharist if I went to his church. And then I said, well, I guess I'll have to join Thomas Rhodes Baptist Church, and your father in typical style said I'm welcome anytime I want. I personally believe Christianity is about sinners seeking reconciliation with God, and for anybody to declare whether a person is a Christian or not a Christian, nobody reads people's hearts.
So he's shitting on Catholicism by saying, well, you know, that whole Catholics not using birth control, that's kind of crazy.
Right. I mean, he's shitting on Catholicism.
God to judge us.
Exactly. I mean, that's what Jesus said over and over. Judge not, lest you be judged. And by the way, Sean, just again, I'm not a reverend, but I did study theology in college before I went to law school, and I do have strong feelings on this issue. And I just, I hope that the father is right. I hope the Pope does apologize when he realizes that what he said flies in the face of what Jesus said, and that it's not his, you know, he's also misunderstanding the issue. I've made
I think the Pope needs to apologize.
I think I need a break from like. Listen, these people into this Jesus shit. This all sounds insane. Listen to what they're saying. But look at how much this is crazy.
This is a factor in the election. I mean, that's the frightening part.
The childlike naivete in what these people are saying is making me nuts. It's like they're talking about Santa Claus.
But do you see this flying at all in the general election?
I hope not.
I can't see a Ted Cruz who may be riling up the angry old Christians, old white Christians.
Oh, my God. Don't get those fuckers. Don't get them off the Barca lounger.
Might get them to pry themselves from their loungers long enough to go vote for him in the name of Jesus and saving the babies and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't. In a general election, I just don't. When more people are going to be right. like, I'm going to go out and vote, they're going to look at Ted Cruz and they're going to feel the edges of the cross ripping their rectums as it's being shoved in there.
What do you mean?
And
like,
well, I don't think I want to vote for this guy.
Like a couple of hipsters from Portland,
or do you think he's going to drop Jesus for the general?
No,
not as obviously. He won't be as obvious. About
right, right. He's going to take the butt plug. Out for the general. Right. That's my prediction.
Just a ball gag.
Right. Chaz, that's your next project. See, again, I think the butt plug is the biggest. That's the best you can do. Unless you've got Jesus like blowing something. That's something to think about. What do you think about that?
Well, who knows what's coming next?
Right.
Speaking of blowing, last night, there was on MSNBC one of these town halls.
Oh my God.
Which really was just, it was all you could see was Donald Trump and then Joe Scarborough's head popping in and out of frame as he was filleting Donald Trump for like 2 hours.
I listened to some of it. Didn't they softball him?
Good God. It's MSNBC. Kill him! Shred him!
He didn't answer one fucking question.
To use Trump's terms.
How are you going to build the wall? They asked him, how are you going to build the wall?
Yeah, it's going to be, we're going to get them to pay for it. They're going to want to pay for it. Well, how are you going to do that?
I'm going to hire the best people.
Once or twice, Mika went like this. Donald.
Oh my God.
Donald.
Do they not understand that this guy...
That's not an answer. Once she said, that's not an answer.
They're treating him like he's a joke. That's the thing. That makes me nervous.
But he's their buddy. He's Scarborough's butt buddy.
Right.
Or, you know, I don't know what they do on weekends, but they're close friends.
That would be the best video to come out of Donald Trump. Could you imagine if there's a Donald Trump, Joe Scarborough sex video?
God. Poor ass.
I'll watch Morning
into
Joe.
My eyes if I
I'll
have
watch
to
Morning
watch
Joe that day when that story breaks. Yeah, I'll watch it then.
It'll be the only time.
I hate that show.
It'll be the only time anybody's watching.
Right. Stupid. This Joe Scarborough, he shows up. Why? He wears like a fleece and gym pants, and he always has that look on his face like he just woke up. He's got a Starbucks coffee in his hand. He's nearly got a fucking bathrobe on. He looks disheveled. Well, you're on national television.
They're receiving the mauling they should in the media. Washington Post.
It's just douchey.
Called it a journalistic shortfall.
Oh, my God. It's fucking disgusting.
Slate Magazine says MSNBC's town hall was disgraceful. Mashable says Scarborough and Brzezinski went easy on the front runner.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Beast says the moderators only asked a quarrelsome question or two among fuzzy softballs.
It's true.
Mother Jones. Scarborough and Brzezinski left Trump unchallenged in the same way we don't challenge our drunk uncle at Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right?
That's right. I wish Christopher Hitchens could come back to life and do a town hall with these fuckers.
Oh, Donald.
Silly. He's not a joke. See, I feel like he's not a joke. He has a legitimate chance to get the nomination.
Terrifying.
Right? I mean, he'll probably be the nominee.
Yeah.
If he could be president.
Ted Cruz is out really just giving us angina. over the fact that there was this one poll that came out that had him in the lead nationally by like a point or two.
That's impossible.
For the first time. But then another poll came out that had Trump at like 15 points ahead nationally. And this one poll, they're saying it was only like 400 people they sampled. So it was a smaller sample.
Yeah.
And the margin for error is bigger.
Oh man.
So they're not sure that that's exactly,
I don't like this,
representative of what's going on. But,
I mean, because you think there's so little chance he'll win, right?
Ooh,
I mean,
which one?
Trump. He won't be president. But you felt differently like 4 months ago.
Wait, that he's going to be president?
I mean, he has more of a chance now than he used to.
To get the nomination.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, yeah. Sure, I was kind of long. I mean, I didn't think he would flash out as early.
Yeah.
But I figured by now that some sanity would have crawled into the fucking GOP. They're beating people. He called up. There was an activist, a protester. You know, every 5 minutes somebody stands up at one of his events. And there was a protester who, I guess, got roughed up a little bit.
Oh, my God. How creepy.
I think it was a girl. Not that that matters. You know, I mean, they can take care of themselves, too. But he called the two guys up to the stage.
Yeah.
And they talked. The two guys that roughed up the girl. These two big, old, white, bald guys.
Terrifying.
And he's like, these are two guys. And the guy gets up and he's like, you gotta vote Trump. The country's going downhill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, South Carolina. You gotta vote Trump. The country's going downhill.
That's his crowd, man.
And he's congratulating these guys on the fact that they jumped on this poor protester.
Would Hank Hill vote for Donald Trump?
Hank Hill.
Hank Hill of, I love that show. What was that show? Hank Hill of, damn it! We can't think of it. I cannot think of the name of that.
Yeah.
Hank Hill, Bobby Hill, Luann, King of the Hill. There you go. What do I get?
Well, we have a few jokes in King of the Hill.
God, I couldn't think of that. God, it's cold. It's killing me.
Morning Joe, just horrible waste of time last night. It really was just a filleting
Donald Trump
from Joe fucking Scarborough.
Oh, yeah. Would Hank Hill vote for Trump? Or would he be Ted Cruz?
I think Ted Cruz.
He's Texas.
Jesus, yeah.
Right.
Jesus.
Ted Cruz. Yeah, I see that. You're right.
He's a moral man. Sorry. We've got a few more minutes left here on the big show today. We'll be back tomorrow. Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Although today,
praise Jesus.
Today was pretty blasphemous Thursday.
Is it true they have Jesus' original butt plug in the scave?
They do. The scave.
The scave. I want to say the butt plug.
Those are the scavi are the excavations underneath the Vatican.
Right.
That you have to sign up for a special.
They have the
exclusive tour.
You can see the bones of Jesus.
It's St. Peter.
Wait, no, but then you get to see Jesus' diaper.
Maybe they have the butt plug.
Right. I think somebody.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. Out on the Eastern Type Coast live for Faithless Friday. Don't forget you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. And hey, if you end up downloading us from iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a nice review. That would be kind of you to drop us a few stars, drop us a few thumbs up, and we could, that helps us. That helps us out. Also, don't forget if you're going to buy anything online, go and buy your shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And that's a lot of candy. What's going on?
Our neighbor, our really nice neighbor, just gave us All this candy.
Oh, my God.
M&M's.
Crunches are amazing. I'll take a crunch.
Can you take a crunch?
Yeah. I can have one of those. Oh, thank her for that.
They don't have peanuts?
No. No, thank her
for that. I did. I was like, oh, my God. There's Hershey's and, oh, shit.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, my God.
I just did the particulars about our Amazon and shit like that.
God damn.
In Indiana.
On the third day, the holy butt plug was inserted into Jesus' sphincter.
In Indiana, the Christo-fascists there of the GOP. Again, we're not going after the religion. This is just what what they're trying to do in the legislature. They're trying to Christify.
They're trying to make us receive the holy butt plug.
Senate Bill 144.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yeah, the Jesus bill.
Well, it's the Indiana heartbeat bill.
Fuck everyone.
Guess what that is?
Ding, ding, ding.
That would make it a level 5 felony.
That's 4 coat hangers.
To perform or induce an abortion before checking for fetal heartbeats.
How do you do that?
Or for performing the abortion after detecting one. Now, a fetal heartbeat, they're saying, according to this article at Friendly Atheist, they say, according to AmericanPregnancy.org, a fetal heartbeat can be detected from 6.5 to 7 weeks into pregnancy. So, a number of states have been trying to ban 12 weeks. It's been struck down. Before 20 weeks, it's been struck down. These guys are trying to say in Indiana with this House Senate Bill 144 that if there's a fetal heartbeat detected, which is around 7 weeks, 7 weeks, you barely even know. Oh, my God. It's another pound.
I got it. She just gave me a whole handful. She had some more. It's
I got a ton of candy delivered from our neighbor.
She's a fortune teller, actually.
So there's two of these bills. There's another one. That one's from the Senate.
Look at me for a second. Some of these have nuts. I'm not kidding. They have almonds.
I'll check.
So don't. Okay. I feel like I should put these somewhere else.
So this other bill, House Bill 1337, is in motion in the House in Indiana with the same identical language that it's a felony.
Fuck you.
To induce an abortion or perform an abortion before you check for a heartbeat or if you detect one, which would knock a good 13 plus weeks off of the current level of they frown upon the abortions.
They have an app for that?
You don't even know. Some women don't know they're pregnant until the 8th, 12th week.
Really?
And this is a heartbeat can be detected at 7 weeks.
Okay.
So if either of these bills pass,
heartbeat bill,
then Indiana would have the most extreme anti-choice regime in the fucking nation.
What about that thing? What about the Constitution?
Well, certainly they'll be challenged.
Right.
And there'll be a hold put on this. And they'll certainly be struck down.
Stupid. Now, and if you strike it down, you're anti-fetal heartbeat or something. That's so fucking stupid. God. You hate the heart of a fetus.
Now, though 34% of abortions take place before 6 weeks, 63% take place between weeks 7 and 20. So if these bills became law, all those women would... Nope.
Sorry.
Chain her to the bed.
Sorry.
Produce that baby.
The state somehow thinks you're going to be a wonderful mother and it's going to make you have that child. Oh, my God.
They're saying that these laws set a dangerous precedent because in the language of these bills, they refer to the fetus as a human individual.
Right.
At 7 weeks. A little tadpole with a little blurble of a heart that starts is a human individual, which is like one of these personhood laws. It
You should have seen the fetus Pat was making with his fingers.
Turns them into a person.
Right.
A person.
Means murder. But he's a blob.
Means murder.
But you're not a person. You're just, I mean, you know.
Means if you douche the morning after, you're committing murder.
No, no. Guy. Imagine all the episodes of Law and Order you could write from that.
This shit that women are still going through, and here we are. 2016, and these assholes are still
right. When these people
chipping away,
when people start getting when the police start prosecuting these fetal murders, we'll call it. Are they going to climb inside the womb and like chalk out the outline of the fetus?
Well, they died. Don't they kind of do it because in sometimes they have those laws. Like if you kill a pregnant woman who wanted to have a baby, that's considered.
Double.
Right.
Two sets of chalk lines.
So keep your eyes on what's going on in fucking Indiana.
What a horrible state. They suck.
Ohio. Ohio, where fucking John Kasich is pretending to be a moderate.
Yes.
They've got similar measures.
Right.
Going on there in the House. Oh. You sadly, number 69.
Is what? What is it?
House Bill 69.
Oh my God!
The fetal heartbeat law.
Shut up! Is it really?
meanwhile, this is going to be just a fucking waste of taxpayer money because
oh my God!
In North Dakota, they tried it in 2013. It was struck down as unconstitutional. Supreme Court rejected an appeal on that one. So that's it.
Indiana. I mean, it is a shitty state, but I can't think of another place on the planet where you can rent like a house on the coast for like, you know, $400 a month.
The Indiana coast? You mean the Lake Michigan coast?
In Indiana.
In Indiana.
Have you ever driven around there, like where all those factories and plants are?
Yeah, I had a lot of relatives out in that area. Horrible.
It's horrible, but there's all these houses on the beach there. Oh, shit. Are we at the end of the show?
Yeah, we got to go, man.
Oh, fuck. Forget it. It's horrible there.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at all this candy.
We'll be back
tomorrow. It's ridiculous.
We have a ton of candy here. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast, live. Don't forget to download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Buy shit through our portal at Amazon. Help us out. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yummy.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where. Find out when. Follow his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
I'm just fucking with Ryan because he poisons himself.
I just threw a candy bar with almonds in it.
We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.